not to me. Can we just pull a stool up and everyone gather around?
It's travellers working together, and you don't usually see that in a workshop or anything. I'm Casper Doran, I'm 17 years old, and I'm working here at the Travellers Men's Shed in Clondalkin.
So we have a new member of the group here, Thomas, and then John joined.
We learn all the parts of bikes, and we learn how to work with them. We learn names of tools. We get to take bikes apart and put them back together. Basically, we learn things that we never knew before.
Yeah, missing the gear at the bottom and the top miss, it needs to be tightened up. So that's a pull on that.
I get an achievement out of it. I get to say that I done that. And I achieve a brand new bike. And I learn.
So why not turn this like that and turn the pedals like that?
I'm Shane O'Curry. I'm 44 years old and I coordinate the Bike Shed Stroke Men's Workshop at Clondalkin Travellers Development Group. Clondalkin Travellers Development Group is a community development group which has existed since 1989, which exists to serve the traveller community in the greater Clondalkin area. We have a community development initiative which has become known as the Bike Shed or the Men's Shed. We set up the Men's Shed because it seemed like a good idea. It was something that happened very organically, but I was asking myself the question, why do young travellers walk away from training initiatives and other educational programmes? And there are a number of factors for this, but the first one is that travellers' experience of school is relatively negative. We meet twice a week, and the young men come down and learn bike mechanics. So they start off by getting an old, broken or second-hand bike and stripping it down to its component parts. And then once they've done that, the next stage in learning is to rebuild a good bike using whatever good bikes have been salvaged from the old bikes.
The new bikes are here. And of course, the new bikes are for participants who show up on time.
I show up on time.
It keeps them out of trouble for a bit, you know. That's the main thing, the reason I did it. The only reason I was involved was just to try keep them out of trouble, give them something new to look forward to or teach somebody else, you know. I'm Bud Dunhill, my volunteer here on the Clondalkin Travellers Men's Shed.
Should hold it anywhere you see rust blasted, because what that does is...
Well, in this area, it is basically, if you don't go with the right gang, you can get in trouble. The police might not even like to look at you, you're in trouble. In here, we tried to bring it across that you respect each other and we'll all have a laugh.
The whole lot of the white black. Everything black. Like that night rider. I just need them red lights.
Most people struggle in school because they're being taught not to. The teacher will tell you what to do instead of showing you. Whereas if you're shown a young fella, say, oh, look, you can do this. You're teaching them, you're not looking down on them. So they can come across and say, oh, this is great because they treat me like an adult and I'm learning new stuff. Basically just trying to show them, look, you respect people, they respect you back.
There's like a buffing pad and into the drill.
The lads were just fixing up their bikes today. It gives them more experience for customers come in so they can help fix up and then they don't need us as much. Barry, the main tutor, showed us how to do it. He basically will give us all the help, and now that we know it, we're just trying to pass it back on to the other fellas. I'm Thomas Mungan, I'm 20 years old. I volunteer here in Men's Shed at Clondalkin.
So we were hoping to get down to the BMX place to do a day's activity.
But gives them a working schedule of what they're meant to actually be doing. Say they can use this, even if they don't go on making bikes or whatever, they can use this for any other job. They know how to do timekeeping, showing up every day, having a bit of a laugh and doing what you're told, basically, and not messing too much. Travellers do actually want to work, but they just want a good job because the way the dole is going at the moment, no one can survive on it. And it's a bad thing when you have to go on the dole and then everyone blames a certain community for other just on the dole. I remember I heard a person say before, if travellers make money, they have to be doing it in a dodgy way. And if they don't, they're wasters. So it's just nice when you have a bit of work to actually go out, take it and try and do something for yourself rather than letting other people do it for you.
With some of the young people I'm working with out here, they might be early school leavers as well, so having something extra like this to kind of back them up if they were going looking for a job is great. I'm Barry Semple, I'm the bike tutor here out in the Clondalkin Travellers Development Group. I think something that I really like about the work that I do is that it's empowering young people to actually do something for themselves, as opposed to rely on services that mightn't always be there. And so hopefully a course like this and learning these kinds of skills where they would then be autonomous to develop their own skills afterwards sort of breaks that reliance.
Give it a blast with that yoke.
I'm just finishing up the buffing on one bike and putting a new bracket on another bike. So that's it for today. I'm John McDonough, I'm 19, I'm from the Traveller's Mansion in Clondalkin.
You'll have to grab Barry. See, when you're doing the gears, Michael, you have to leave her in fourth gear, so it's on the lowest gear before you wire it. So
people aren't intend to hire you as much when they find out you're a traveller. I've done a fast course in mechanics, but it's more enjoyable here. You learn things not through books and things, through actually practical rather than theory.
If you get a bike the length of a car, it'd have to be the Guinness Book of Records, wouldn't it?
Cut that, take that off. Well, another bike there, well, another bike there.
It gives them a bit of creativity and it gives them a bit of will to say, oh, look what I build, a bit of pride on what they do instead of just sitting around the streets doing it. This is giving them something to do and giving them something to look forward.
Longest time is 64 people. Wow. Yeah. What's your multiply by? What's octagon is 8, isn't it?
I see the lads walking away saying, well, look what I built today, I've done this bike, it's brilliant. They don't get much help from me. To get a bit of trouble, I give them a hand. When they go away, you can see there's a bit of a change in them that they say they've accomplished something. Oh, this is great, I've done that today. I'll go back the next day and throw the wheels on, I'll get the thing cycling, which is brilliant.
15 minutes from the end of the class, so can you all tidy up your tools?
I think there should be more opportunities for traveller kids than the ones that's around, because there's not many around at all. In fact, I don't think there's any around. But I think there should be more, because if there was, there wouldn't be as many getting into trouble and doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah.